May the words that I have prepared, the words of the Bible, and the words in our heart lead us to different feelings, different thoughts, and different actions. And may your kingdom come, and may your will be done on earth with us here. Amen. The kingdom of God. Good news for all. Do you recognise that phrase? It's the strapline for Derby Diocese, brought in by Bishop Libby. And I love it. Because the kingdom of God is good news. Did you know that gospel means good news? Those of you who spend any time at all with me will have heard me ranting on about PSA. Oh, I'm still echoing. A bit more forward. Is that better? Hope so. So PSA stands for Penal Substitutionary Atonement. And it's the idea accepted and promoted through most of the Western Church, that God punished his Son instead of us, so that his need for justice and his wrath could be satisfied, and we could be rescued from death and hell. And that is supposed to be the gospel, the good news. Personally, I don't buy that. I think God is powerful enough to do what God likes without having to do anything. And secondly, God is far too lovely to do that to anyone. And thirdly, it gets away from the loving oneness of the Trinity to have one of them punishing another while the third looks on helpless. There is a growing number of theologians and ministers who reject the idea of PSA. And I'm blessed by having read and studied a number of their teachings. But sometimes within the established church, the majority of churchgoers will scratch their head and say, well, if PSA isn't the good news, then what is? Today's passage from Matthew is another occasion when Jesus was explaining what the good news is. Jesus never talks about his Father punishing him instead of us. Check a red letter Bible for yourself. Instead, everywhere he went, Jesus talked about the kingdom of God. He talked about the kingdom of God all the time. One of the best teachers I have come across on the kingdom of God is Dallas Willard. He's no longer with us, unfortunately, but his books are. And his book, The Divine Conspiracy, explains the kingdom of God really well. Put simply, the divine conspiracy explains that the kingdom of God is the range of God's effective will. And God has a plan to draw everyone into it without violating their free will. In John chapter 12, you can read Jesus explaining that when he is lifted up on the cross, he will draw all people to himself. Dallas explains a bit more about the kingdom in his book. I'll quote him. Now God's own kingdom or rule is the range of his effective will where what he wants done is done. The person of God himself and the action of his will are the organizing principles of his kingdom. But everything that obeys those principles, whether by nature or by choice, is within his kingdom. Imagine that. When God's effective will is enacted freely across the whole world by all creatures, violence, exploitation, injustice, and greed will be no more. Sadness and death will be no more. The earth and all its people will be fully redeemed. Wouldn't you like to live in a world like that? And we don't have to wait until we die. Like Jesus often said during his earthly ministry, the kingdom of God has drawn near to us in the person of Jesus. It's time for us to repent. But as I explained before, metanoia doesn't mean to regret our actions or to beat ourselves up or to be really, really sorry. Rather, the word that we see translated repent in our Bible means to see the world around us in a new way. To act as if we believe in new values. In this case, to act as if we believe that God's will of love your neighbour as yourself, forgiveness and sharing is the best for the world. Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. She will teach us the ways of the kingdom if we attend to the still small voice. And we can start right away rather than waiting till after we die. Dallas writes, so C.S. Lewis writes, our faith is not a matter of our hearing what Christ said long ago and trying to carry it out. Rather, the real Son of God is at your side. He is beginning to turn you into the same kind of thing as himself. He is beginning, so to speak, to inject his kind of life and thought, his Zoe life, into you. Beginning to turn the tin soldier into a live man. Always reminds me of Pinocchio. The part of you that does not like it is the part that is still tin. And I think that reading also applies to ladies as well as men. But religion can get in the way of that transformation process. And that's what Jesus was on about in today's passage. If you think the kingdom of God is the afterlife, then today's passage will make no sense. The Pharisees then, and religious leaders now, contend towards us and them very much. We are in and acceptable to God and will receive life after death. But you don't meet our criteria and won't. Religious leaders are like the sun, who claim that they belong by professing their membership of the in club. They say they will do what the Father wants, but don't. But people who listen to the still small voice within and go about their Father's vineyard talking about the too good to be true, gobsmacking real good news, and living that out through friendship, sharing goods, talents and lives, and practicing forgiveness, are really the ones who belong. You and I will know people who are quietly getting on with this, because it's the best way to live. Every week when we come to church, we pray that God's will be done here on earth. So most assuredly, we are saying that we want to be part of that. We want to do what God would have us do. And that starts now. If we trust that we are okay, it's the others who make our lives difficult, we are missing the point. If we think we are righteous, but others are sinful, we are missing the point. As Jesus said, only God is good. But God created humanity as good. And God is restoring and redeeming us, each of us, who will join in. A day at a time, until we are fully restored from all our hang-ups, addictions, mistakes, and willful horridness. I think if we don't start taking part now in that Zoe life offered by Jesus, if we don't start saying yes to Holy Spirit's prompts, I think the afterlife could be quite uncomfortable for us until we adjust. I think that's what the refiner's fire is about in Revelation. How could we bear to live in a place so different from today's world? A place where we had to share our cake. I do hope there's cake. To say only nice things about people. To take turns and to praise others and give them the limelight. To always tell the truth. To always be loyal and kind. To keep growing in love more and more every day. There's a big change needed in all of us. But the kingdom of God has drawn near and is good news for all. Amen.